Welcome back to Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. Was that? Yes, the Golden Globe for Best Actor in a Comedy Series this year did go to Michael Douglas instead of either Bill Hader, Jim Carrey, or Sacha Baron Cohen, because there is a God. And he takes bribes, apparently. Dear puppies and kittens, over the years I've seen my fair share of alchemy, by definition alchemy, is, quote, when a person or persons create something from a seemingly magical process. Not too long ago, while I was tearing down a Foster Freeze to make room for a Dairy Queen, or vice versa, the idea struck me. What if I brought together the right creative people and asked them to make stuff up based on my own twisted ideas, and then offered a podcast of this seemingly magical process? I could call it Alchemy. Are those your shoes? Or are you going to take the bus to school? Well, my pretty peeps, after a bit of title tinkering, I'm so very proud to present you another episode of Alchemy This. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we, in no particular order. Say hello to Joey Greer. Jojo, can we hang out for the show today?
If there's time.
Thank you. Next up, James Heaney. James, can I call you Carla Gugino?
Ooh, you know, it's really messing up the search engine optimization on my name. If we could just... James Heaney.
Okay.
Okay.
Cuckoo Kachoo, it's Craig Kukowski. Cacao. What's 7 times 9?
7 times 9. Okay, you'd carry the 7.
Mm-hmm. A few times.
You'd carry the 7 several times. There's a logarithm in there somewhere. And, oh, it's a trick question. There's no answer.
That's right. Up there's Vanessa Ragland. Vanish, what's a good time?
Oh, 2:30. Just kidding.
There it is. And last, it's slap your pappy in the poopy if you think him least. It's Chris Alvarado. Chris, does anybody really know what's up?
63.
Wow. Nicely done. All right, once again, our scene suggestions today are culled from our listener mail. You can write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Your name here. At alchemythis.com. Listener Mail has suggested scenes for us, and that's what we ask of you. Also, of course, to tell everyone you've ever met in your entire life to listen to Alchemy This and then subscribe and review. If it's going to kill you, don't bother. Hey, Kelly. And don't break a nail. Hey, okay, this one comes from Julia Stevenson, who writes, "Hey, chemist, let me tell you, I'm on a very long road trip with all my belongings and my cat moving from Detroit to L.A. in a tiny little car. And binging the show has not only kept me awake through the boring planes, but also laughing my ass off, as the kids say." Interesting. It made me think that you should do a scene with a family road trip going through most cornfields of America with a couple of children and their parents packed in a van, and they stop to pick up a hitchhiker who is definitely a serial killer. But the only one who seems to understand that is the middle child, who is always dismissed. Thanks for being so entertaining, and please compress the sound a little more so that I can hear the lower voices better in a noisy car. Captain Critique. Thank you for that, Julia
Compressed
Stevenson.
Sound? Yeah. She knows what she's talking about, all right?
Yeah, that's a Doug Bame issue, picking up with him.
It's not an issue with Doug. It's a Julia issue that maybe Doug can look into.
That she has with Doug.
Yeah.
Good point. All right, let's take you inside that van traveling across the country now.
34 corn, 35 corn, 36 corn,
shut up.
37 corn, 38 corn. 39 corn.
Shut up.
40.
Just let me know if anyone else needs
corn.
A rest stop, guys.
Shut up.
60 corn.
Anybody need a rest stop?
No.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Can I please use the plug? I want to play my music.
What did I say? I said one at a time.
Okay, can I please use
it? I said one at a time.
Please.
I said one at a time.
Listen to your mother, guys.
How much Jimmy Buffett do we need? We're in a cornfield.
How much Buffett do we need?
We need as much Buffett as possible. I am a parrot head from way back.
Listen to your dad.
How much longer?
Ooh. Punch buggy.
Ow. Mom.
Sorry, you know the rules.
The rules aren't supposed to be that you punch really hard.
I don't know, I just punched.
Kris Jenner, you asleep?
I'm not asleep.
Okay, what are you doing?
His nose is bleeding.
What are you doing, kiddo?
I was not picking my nose.
Your nose is bleeding, honey.
Stop picking your nose.
I'm not picking
my
nose.
Your fingers are covered in blood and your nose is bleeding.
It's the dry air.
That's disgusting.
He's going to drip on me.
Can you sit in the back?
Oh, hold up, guys. We got a gentleman holding a sign by the side of the road here.
Hey, come on now.
Okay, he looks like he's in dire need. Hey there, pal.
You folks heading out west?
Well, we are headed all the way to Santa Monica, California. We're taking the 10 straight from Louisiana all the way across this great land of ours.
I'm going to Venice Beach, so I'm not sure that's going to work.
That's pretty close.
Yeah. I mean,
all right, if you don't mind, you got room.
Sure. I mean, we're in the middle of Texas right now. I mean, if we can get you to Santa Monica, and I'm sure you can walk to Venice from there.
I didn't realize they were that close.
These are our children. Hi. By the way, my name is Carol.
Hello, Chuck McKendrick.
Hello, Chuck.
Hi. Chuck McKendrick Jr.
Hey, little Chuck.
Little
Carol
Chucky.
Carol Jr.
Sam.
Don't mind his bloody nose. He's got an issue.
We call him Christian, but he's going by Sam right now. He ruined the perfect 3C names.
Well, if there's room for me in the back with the kids, that'll work out.
I don't want to sit next to him, and I don't think we should give him our real names.
Sit next to me. I'll sit on his lap.
There you go. Okay, we'll do that. Junior, how about that spot there?
Terrific. By the way, that is some beard.
Thank you.
You braid that yourself, or did you have somebody braid that for you?
Yeah, I braid it myself.
Wow. Who put the beads in there? They're really beautiful.
There's a story behind each one.
All right, who's ready for some cheeseburger in paradise?
Me! Yay! Just that song, and then please, can I play my song, please?
Okay.
Please play my song, please.
Let's not be rude. Let's ask our guest. Do you want to listen to anything in particular or play any road games?
Don't mind Carol Sr. She's a snooze.
Punchbug.
Ow! There was no car. Mom!
There will
Punch
be.
Punchbug, I'm going to hit the guest. Well, you're like a rock. Ow.
You hit that as many times as you want.
Oh, no, I'm Chuck.
Where are you folks traveling from?
We started in Richmond, Virginia, and we head straight down 95. Right. Right down 95. We went through, where'd we go, kids? We went to
Louisiana.
Well, not first. You can't get from Louisiana. You can't come from Virginia to Louisiana, right?
Dad, no one cares.
My husband just landed a very big job in Santa Monica, and Lord knows.
Dropped something.
It's part of his prototype. He's working for Google.
Google,
whatever, Google.
Well, Google, it's a knockoff of Google.
Okay, well, I'm saying he probably doesn't know. Anyway, the point is we're very excited. We've been living in a cramped one-bedroom apartment for a very long time, and now my husband's going to make a ton of money, and
we're moving into a cramped two-bedroom apartment, but
but it's in Santa Monica.
It's in Santa Monica.
Santa Monica Boulevard, up until the sun comes
up. Stop, you'll get your song when you get your song.
Why are you headed to Venice?
I like the way little Carol sings. Let me just say
that. Oh, my God, thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. You got a real talent.
Are those gang tattoos on your neck?
Hey, define the word gang there, Sammy.
Well, it looks like spider webs and teardrops.
Right.
He asked you to define the word gang, idiot.
Group of people illegally combining their powers for evil?
Powers. That's a strong word, Sammy.
Hey. Help yourself to a Capri Sun, pal.
Yeah.
There's plenty back there.
That's right. Neighbor.
If you can get that little straw into the pouch.
Little Carol, can you help me with that straw?
Turn off that music.
No, that's a cop behind us, Dad. You've got to pull over.
Don't pull over.
Turn that music off.
Don't pull over.
You have to when the
cop... Don't pull over?
Just keep going.
Oh. Okay, I'm not sure how the laws work
Slow
here
down,
in Texas.
But don't pull over. He's probably going to pass us.
Oh, he's going to pass us. And he did. Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry. I didn't catch your name.
The point is nobody panic.
He's got a gun in his pocket.
Stop.
I'm on his lap.
I'm looking over his shoulder.
Take offense. It's legal to carry here in Texas. And so
legal to carry everywhere in America. It's free here.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I didn't catch your name.
That's right.
Name?
Yeah.
Scott.
Great.
Scott.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Have you ever seen those dogs?
The Scott dog?
Yeah.
Scotties.
Yeah.
I do like a Scottie.
I love those dogs.
Yeah. They're not as zappy.
They have so much in common.
As poodles. We do, Carol Jr. what is your favorite color, if I may ask?
My favorite color is...
Is it red by any chance?
Close.
Like blood red?
No.
Hmm.
Oh,
purple.
That's Scott, a shame. Whole bunch of your, I think these are bundles of hair just fell out.
Yep.
Are these yours?
Well, they weren't mine.
Those are cool.
Yeah, these are all nice. These are like little, like braided little dolls.
Oh my gosh, those are so cute. What, I wish I had blonde hair. I hate my hair.
Well, hold on. There's like,
Mom
there's
won't
like,
let me dye it.
You could chop it off, Carol. 16 you could chop of these that hair right off. And
guess we don't need to stop to see the biggest bundle of hair on the West Coast.
Yes, because we do. We still need to do that.
All right, hon.
You mind if I play with these hair dolls for a little bit?
I don't. Okay.
So Scott.
He loves to play with dolls. And it's fine.
It is fine.
What do you do for a living, Scott?
Well, I've done many things in my lifetime. Oh. Yeah, so I wouldn't know where to begin, really.
Jack of all trades.
That's a bit confining as a name. I like to use my hand. Do not stop. Just slow down.
I think we should stop.
But yeah, do not stop.
I don't know, yeah. Just this guy's right on our tail.
Yeah, he's going to go
I really
around.
Think he wants us to...
He's going
to
go around.
He doesn't seem like he's pointing.
He's waving hello. Just slow down and keep going.
Hi.
Wave back. Everybody wave.
Kids, wave back.
Hi.
There you go.
That's punch cop. Good.
Ow. Mom. What? I'm in my mouth.
I'm sorry I punched you because... Oh, he left.
Yeah, he left. Yeah, boy, well, you were some kind of
you're a great-looking family, that's all. What could they possibly have to gain by stopping nice folks by you? Sammy, how old are you?
Me? 12. But what?
Oh, no.
That's a really cool necklace you have there. Are those like plastic fingers or something?
Those are teeth, son.
Oh, teeth.
Ah.
Some people claim that there's a woman to blame. But I know. It's my own damn fault.
Don't you say damn, you say dang.
Mom, if the king of burgers can say it, I think I can too. Right, Dad?
That's honey. Right.
Damn you to hell, Mother.
Damn, 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 damn.
Careful, kids.
Great.
Careful what you wish for.
Whoa.
Oh.
I wish for all the dogs.
All right. Interesting.
Be careful.
Careful, I might get all the dogs.
That's silly.
Okay, there's a rest area coming up. Dad needs a little potty break, so we're just
again.
Gonna... Okay, well, I got a small bladder. You
we're
know?
Not stopping.
I've had a lot of Capri Suns.
Yeah, we're probably going to pull over.
Not stopping.
If my dad doesn't drain his lizard, he gets really cranky.
He drains the main
vein. Oh, no, you're going to do that, sir, but we're not going to stop.
Huh?
What? Well,
I am going to drain the main vein?
How is he going to do that?
Just... Let her rip.
Just pee on yourself?
I don't know if you should do that.
No, I don't know. Pull over.
Well, let's pull over. Let's just go to the rest stop.
Yeah, we'll pull over.
Oh, maybe we could get chips from the chip maker.
Yes!
You can't because you're watching your diet.
This gun was my pappy's gun.
Oh. Okay, I just peed my pants. Just
this
peed
gun
my pants.
Was my mommy's gun.
Please don't point that at my Scott.
And
I mean at
this
Sam.
Knife.
Do you want me to hold the other gun?
Was made from human bone.
Cool.
That's nice.
Maybe we'll stop at the next place.
It says 80 miles before next rest area.
This bracelet I made at camp.
Mm. This shirt is from Forever 21. Uh-huh.
And then this necklace here.
Is that puka shell?
It is. Mm. It is. But they're actually hard lasagna.
Oh.
So they're just hard.
He loves to do crafts, and that's fine, too.
Sweetheart, I'm getting a weird feeling from this guy.
Sammy, can you not sit so close?
I don't trust you. I don't trust you next to my little my sister.
Nor should you.
I don't trust you with my family.
Go ahead and just scooch a little further away, if you would.
It's because of his boogery blood fingers.
Yeah, what is up with that?
Listen, what kind of weird feeling, hon?
I don't know. He seemed like... Like nice earlier, and now
he did seem nice,
and now I'm getting like a dangerous vibe.
Yeah, maybe. He pointed two guns and a knife at me, and I peed my pants.
I don't know. I don't want to tell you how to live your life, but I feel like maybe you should use your jiu-jitsu. Maybe
can you guys roll the separator down in the limo?
Can you roll the limo separator down, please?
We can't hear you when you roll it up.
Please roll it down.
Okay, rolling it down.
Okay, hi.
What do you do when you do that? Leave the separator down.
Sometimes mommy and daddies need mommy and daddy time.
Yeah, you folks take all the time you need.
Jiu-jitsu! jiu-jitsu!
Dad, relax!
Take that.
That's adorable.
Ow. Oh, he stabbed me.
Oh my God. The car's going off the road.
Mama, take the wheel.
Okay, I'm holding the wheel.
Everyone stay calm.
What's going on?
Carol Sr. Sucks at driving.
Don't say that. Be quiet. Shh.
Everyone be constructive. Let's start everyone discussing their favorite number and why. Chuck Jr. Favorite number and why.
You know this.
I'm losing a lot of blood in my hand. Somebody get me a Capri Sun straw to stick in the wound.
I got it, Dad.
Chuck Jr., you hold that. Hold that blade in your chest like a man.
You just stabbed Chuck.
Carol Jr., your favorite number
14,
and why?
14. Why? Because 2 sevens make 14.
That's
I love
correct.
Sevens.
Sammy, favorite number and why?
One. Yeah.
Because it's
number one. A winner. I'm a winner. I want to be a winner.
You're covered in blood.
I can't get this damn straw in the hole.
Who cares about your fucking hand? He's stabbing our children.
Carol, keep your hand.
I like mine with lettuce and tomato.
And a fresh fried potato.
I'm pulling over. I'm pulling over.
Everybody calm down. I'm trying to figure out whose teeth are going to look best on this necklace.
Please don't hurt us. Please don't hurt us.
I'm
please
not
going to
hurt you, darling. You've
already still has baby teeth.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Don't throw your brother under the bloody bus.
Oh, we need some changes in attitude and changes in latitude.
What would you do at Grugle at this point?
Sammy, let me see those teeth. Smile for me. Yeah, those won't do. Chuck Jr., what do you got up there?
He's trying to make his teeth look bad, but he has great teeth. I have braces. Mine would suck.
Yeah, those are
family,
great
I have
teeth,
to admit, Grugle didn't offer me a job. We're just going for a cattle call audition.
There is no Grugle.
There is no Grugle. I lied.
Is that true?
Carol, honey, what kind of family are you in?
I don't like this family, frankly.
Mama.
If I'm being honest,
Mama.
My husband is a liar. I haven't been attracted to him in years.
Pull over. I'm going to get out of my head.
Oh, there's a cop going by. There's a cop.
Wave him down. Wave him
please,
down.
Please stop.
That's
I'm
it.
Bleeding.
Wave hello. That's
I'm
right.
Bleeding.
Just wave hello. That's it. Wave hello. All right, let me out here. Thanks, folks.
Why did they stop?
Enjoy the rest of your ride now.
Well, I think we learned some valuable lessons from that guy.
I think we did.
We need to relax.
God, please, so cold.
I'm dying.
So cold.
Mom, you were so close to just leaving the family. Why would you do that to us?
No, wait, I was just panicked.
Is that booger blood or blood from the other hole?
There's blood from the other hole. And I've
gross!
Been like,
I hate this.
Well, fighting over music feels petty now, doesn't it, kids?
Uh-huh.
Speaking of petty, how about some refugee?
Oh, camping with the family on the next trip, I suggest. Our next scene selection comes from Aaron Monroe. Thank you for writing to us, Aaron. That's right, folks.
Aaron A.
A-A-R.
Oh.
Yeah, we're going to go double A-R-O and write to us again at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Hello there, Aaron writes. I'm a huge fan of the show. How huge would we guess, do you think, folks?
Was it a capitalized huge?
Away? Nope. Just,
bold?
All lowercase, I'm going to go with bold. It was not bold.
Oh.
Yeah, no. Been listening since you started. I'm an aspiring comedy writer and have to say listening to you guys inspires me. Keep doing what you're doing. I was driving down the 405 listening when I thought of something that might be fun for you guys to try. A Top Chef type culinary competition show during the elimination round. The host of the show and her co-host do a blind taste test to see who will be crowned champion and win a fabulous prize. Buenos nachos. Not offensive, because I'm Mexican.
Okay.
Thank you, Aaron.
That's good writing.
Wait, was Buenos Nachos the sign-off, or is that incorporated? Okay.
That was not the dish suggested. That was Aaron Monroe's sign-off, and I thought you might enjoy that. Thank you, Aaron. So we'll take you now to the television taping of a Top Chef-type culinary competition show during the elimination round. The host and her co-host do a blind taste test and deciding who will be crowned.
And I'll have to warn you, there's habanero in that. So if spicy food isn't good for you, then you're going to want to maybe spit it to the side afterwards. I'm excited to hear what you
Luckily,
think.
I love spicy food. And here on Higher Cookers, there's nothing I won't try.
What'd you name your dish?
I named it Cairo Cowboy.
That's a really fun name.
Wait a minute. Isn't this supposed to be a blind taste test?
That's why we're wearing blindfolds.
But you know it's his dish.
I just wanted to warn them that they might find habanero hot, so I think it's still pretty blind. They don't know what it looks like. It looks, let me describe it. You can see that there's a medley of different vegetables.
Well, you were all asked to cook something spicy.
That's right. And so, we were all both asked to wear the blindfolds.
Which we are now, and let's see, should we taste one of these?
Okay, me first.
Okay, go ahead.
I love living my life. I would say with words, it is really spicy, chunky feeling.
All right. Let me give it a taste now. Damn. Huh. Is that possum? Don't tell me.
Don't tell Carl.
All right. I'm going to give that 4 flames out of 5.
Yeehaw!
We usually hold the flame ratings until we've tasted other dishes, Carl.
My mistake.
Thank you, Carl. Okay. Oh, wow. I'm excited.
Who's
That's
up
good.
Next?
I feel like you guys have had it in for me since episode 1.
Okay. This is
have you been sucking up to this guy?
This is a really bad attitude, let me guess, Michael.
Yeah, that's the attitude I came in with.
That's right, and we were hoping the show would provide growth.
All right, taste my goddamn nachos.
This is not the pie cooker attitude.
Whatever. Taste my goddamn nachos.
Where are they?
They're right in front of you.
I have the blindfold.
Okay.
Could you put the nachos in our hands, please?
How about you put it in my mouth and we get a close-up shot of my mouth?
Oh, that's a good idea.
All right, I'm putting a scoop of nachos.
Yeah.
Easy does it, though.
They're pretty hot.
And
I use particularly sharp chips.
It tastes like blood.
The pointiest chips possible.
Michael, this is very bad.
Okay, America, it's me, Zach, along with Jack. And we are so excited to see what the judges are going to say about the dishes they just tasted.
This is the thing about this. When we're here with top chefs all around the world, we're thinking to ourselves, we got to make something, we got to eat something, we got to be part of that food. And that's the thing that this show is going to give everyone who's watching it right now is the idea of what the food is. Zach, Jack, think about this. How many times are they going to be offered an opportunity to cook something that's spicy?
Not many,
exactly. When these chefs are chefing, it's not a lot of time to think, so they just got to use the ingredients that's available.
Okay, Zach and Jack, can we do another take of that?
Because what was the problem?
You said top chefs a couple times, and again, the show is Higher Cookers.
It's actually Up High Cookers.
It's Up High Cookers.
What's the problem?
You just need to brand the name of the show, Up High Cookers.
Got it. I'll brand it
a few more times.
Or we can't have the podcast on the network.
Okay.
This is an auxiliary podcast. You guys are totally disposable.
Okay. Jesus.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's do it again.
You guys brought us in to be the color, right, of this episode?
That wasn't my call.
Up High Podcast. Up High.
Up High Cookers.
Up High Cookers.
Up High Cookers.
Up High Cookers.
And take 2.
Hey, America, it's Jack and Zach. I'm Zach.
I'm Jack.
And we are so excited to hear what our judges are going to think about the food they just tasted.
Up High Cookers are so good. They're so much better than Top Chef. Top Chef is not, they shouldn't, Top Chef is not even in the picture.
Okay, cut.
What's up?
By continuing to say the words Top Chef, I know it's not your intention. But
it doesn't matter what his intention is, Leon. We cannot say those words. Okay. That's a different show.
Okay. It's a vastly superior show.
No, they're
much better.
We don't
say
that in front of people. We don't say that in front of people. Our show has nothing to do with that show.
Yeah, okay. we're a completely original premise.
Okay. Up High Cooking?
Up High Cookers.
Up High Cookers.
Look, I want you guys to know that Jack, we love...
Which one are you again?
I thought you were Zach.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, I refer to us as a duo in the third person.
We are a duo.
We love cooking, and we love this opportunity, and we hope America loves the show. So we want to do our best.
America will love the show.
Yeah.
The show is so good.
So just give us another shot. Just give us another shot,
please.
And we will bring it home.
All we want to do is show our love of cooking through voice.
Yeah.
And we're rolling take 3.
Hey, America. It's Zach and Jack.
I'm Jack. Let's do that again.
Okay. Hey, America, it's Zach and Jack.
No, let me say my name.
Oh. Hey, America. Okay, and...
Let's cut.
Okay. Just a little snag, but...
I think we know what the notes are in that one.
Okay, yeah, let's go.
And we're rolling, and take four.
Hey, America.
Hey, America. Oh.
And we're rolling, and take five.
Hey, America, I'm Zach.
Oh, I said your name that time.
Hey, America, I'm Zach.
Sorry, I didn't re-slate. Okay, and...
Well, why don't we just keep recording, and then... When the good
Who's
one
the
is.
Producer
okay, yeah,
here?
Thank you.
I don't want to fight. I just want to do a good,
sorry,
great product
okay,
here.
Sorry.
Okay, remember, up high cookers, yep. Up high cookers,
okay.
And take, we'll call it seven.
Hey, America, I'm Zach.
I'm Jack.
And it is hotter than Hell's Kitchen in here at the Up High Cookers.
Because we're up high.
No.
Okay,
Hell's Kitchen is a different show.
You're promoting
Hell's
other
Kitchen
shows.
Hell's Kitchen is a different show.
Oh. Okay.
Doesn't matter if you say it's hotter than. It's still talking about a different show.
Okay.
This is an auxiliary podcast. This is totally disposable.
Okay.
This is unnecessary content we're creating, and you're wasting our time.
Okay. Let's just do one more.
Jack, you don't get to say, let's do one more. We get to say, let's do one more, and then you do one more.
Okay.
Those aren't words you say.
All right.
Okay.
We're rolling, and take eight.
Hey, America, I'm Zach.
I'm Jack.
And we...
You guys sound sad.
Okay, let's do it again. Let's just...
More confident, confident, upbeat, up high, up high.
Energy's
up
a choice. Energy's a choice.
Give me one up high.
Okay.
Ow! And we're rolling, and take nine.
Hey, America, I'm Zach.
I'm Jack.
And we are super excited to bring you some tasty treats from around the globe.
I bet all those sharks in that tank are going to eat this up, because this is cutthroat out.
Yeah.
No, and this isn't about the shark tank thing. You said your name scary, Jack. You said your name really scary.
It was a beat. I thought
no,
it was a beat.
No, this is an auxiliary podcast. We're not having people to tune in to get scared of Jack, the murderer. You shat your name at us.
What does auxiliary mean?
Extra.
Hey, dude.
On the side.
Dude, have you heard this new podcast?
Disposable.
Have you heard this podcast, dude? It's crazy. They just, like, the producers are screaming at these people throughout. It's nuts.
I just don't know why they don't cut the producers out of it, because it's...
What, are you serious? That's a whole podcast. Are you serious?
I've always really liked the love of the actual food and cooking and descriptions of the things...
What, are you a fucking idiot, dude? That's not what cooking shows are about,
fucking
dude.
Idiot.
Hey, you guys here to give blood?
Yeah, we are. And my blood's boiling right now, so I don't know if you're going to want it.
Yeah.
I got hot blood right now, bro.
Look, we'll take whatever blood you got, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Fine, I'm going to punch myself in the stomach. I'm going to throw up that blood. You want that blood, dude?
Okay, that's not necessary, man.
And do I get more money for plasma or more money for blood?
You get more money for plasma.
Let's do the plasma.
I'll do plasma.
Hey, what were you saying about this auxiliary podcast?
Oh, have you heard about it? It's fucking nuts. You're listening
to it. No, but I try to listen to as many auxiliary podcasts.
Hey, Cindy,
podcasts
check out this crazy podcast about these two guys called the Butt Brothers. They talk about other podcasts. It's so crazy. Have you listened to it?
I have listened to it. It's so crazy. The one where they talk about it while they're giving blood.
Yeah, it's
I
so weird.
Love
plasma
it.
And blood.
But the show's called Butt Brothers.
Yeah.
Hey, have you heard about this new podcast?
Which one?
Oh, shit, which one? It's like there's these five people.
Right. And we got to cut, guys. We got to cut. So you got to know what podcast you're talking about when you're on this podcast.
All right.
Cool. And action.
Have you heard about this new podcast?
The one with the five people?
Well, let me wait. Is he saying it or not? Does he know what I'm talking about? Are we cutting? I'm asking you, man. Like,
listen to this podcast. It's so avant-garde. They just let it go. They just let it roll.
All right, I just don't think that I listen to podcasts very often. I don't know if I'm not interested in podcasts.
Well, listen, you are...
Sorry, but we're going to have to take that again. You are interested in podcasts. Mm? That's the conceit of this show.
Okay. Are we sure?
We are sure.
Professor, professor, this is going to be good for you.
Okay.
Just pretend like you know what a podcast is.
Take it from one.
Okay. Isn't this podcast just divine? It's so avant-garde.
I love avant-garde podcasts.
You can't talk like that.
I have a grande chai latte for Professor.
That's mine.
Okay, you guys can't record in here, by the way.
We're not recording. It's my phone. I'm talking on the phone to my mother.
Okay.
And the judges are blindfolded. They are going in for the last taste of the challenge. Who will win? Who will lose? Someone will.
Yeah, we already know. It's already been decided.
I just have to warn you that there's peanuts in that one there. So if you
now they know it's yours.
They don't know.
You say penis? There's penis in it?
No.
Peanuts. Not penis.
Sorry, Gladys.
Just wanted to make sure, in case anybody was allergic, so they had a heads up on the blind taste test.
Yeah, settle down. We got it.
Okay.
There's peanuts.
But this cannot be your dish because we've already tasted the dish from you.
Yeah, what are you all worked up about? Someone feed us something, please.
My mouth is
okay. It's going in your mouth right now.
Oh, ho.
Mayday.
Is there penis in this?
Yeah.
Hey, America. I'm Zach.
I'm Jack.
And we are here to tell you about America.
Hey, we fired you guys 2 months ago.
Fuck you, man. We're going to come to this booth whenever we want.
It was an auxiliary podcast.
This is a radio room. Am I right?
Wrong. It's a booth. And these mics are listening. That's something weird.
Tina, can you send in Zach and Jack, please?
Absolutely. I'll send them right in.
Thank you. It's a great dress, by the way.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Mm. It's new, and you're welcome to borrow it.
We're here.
Zach, Jack, come on in.
Yep. How you doing?
Do you want me to leave?
No, stay, please.
Wonderful.
Yeah, we need a witness.
Mr. Brimble, thank you for having us.
Listen, we took you guys on early in your careers. We saw promise.
Mm-hmm. I think we've paid dividends. I think we've... delivered.
It's not important what you think right now, Jack. Okay. We wanted ultimately to build a television show around you and then hopefully bring you to
us. But which we still can.
Yeah, because we're super excited about that possibility.
Jack,
yeah.
Your opinion needs to settle down.
Mr. Brimble, when you're saying we, are you including me in that?
Well, you know him.
Wow.
Here at the company.
Thank you.
If that was overdue, I apologize.
You know,
it's a new year.
Never too late.
That's how I've always felt as well.
We are fellas, very grateful.
You know Tina, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we know Tina.
We've met a few times. I'm the face behind the emails.
Yeah, I think I play golf with your fiance.
Oh, we are no longer together.
Thanks for bringing that up, Zach. Now, in regards to your future, Tina, you had questions about whether or not they had one.
I thought, and this is just me, and I don't want to step out of line, but now that I know that I'm included, thank you. I thought it was really bad, and it didn't make sense to me. So that's what I said. I was like, this is bad. Why would we do this?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We understand the concern, just that we're high concept, and you're not. I'm Zach.
Zach.
I'm Jack.
For example, we read the treatment for the screenplay that you
thank
thought.
You for reading that. We appreciate that.
Yes.
Well, I didn't read it, but the fellow who did.
Terrific.
Did some notes on it.
Okay.
And Tina, you wanted to comment on the treatment.
Oh, I just thought it was so bad, and it didn't make sense, and it wasn't interesting. That was my first gut reaction, and then when I revisited it, it was just, such a strange waste of your time, and then, you know, subsequently our time.
So maybe we could take another pass.
Okay.
I think is the
upside. We'll do another pass, but if the idea is good.
Solid?
No, it's a bad idea.
Okay, we'll do another pass. We'll do another pass.
Yeah. We'll do another pass. I'm Zach.
I'm Jack.
I've brought in your attorney, Keith.
Keith.
For these particular proceedings. Yeah. As you know, we have a
contract. Gentlemen.
We have a contract, and there's a couple.
Our attorney is the company's attorney.
Well, as it turns out, that was best for everyone.
Well, that's how can he?
There's a morals clause.
Yeah, but how can he?
Keith,
don't worry, guys. I have your best interests in mind.
Okay, all right.
Keith, you want to explain the morals clause to Zach and Jack, who clearly don't understand it?
Yeah, pretty straightforward. Party of the first part, et cetera, et cetera. Party of the second part, et cetera, et cetera.
What
it's
are
all
the
legalese
et cetera? What are the et cetera?
Here, and it.
Your wig's falling off.
What? I'm terribly sorry. I'm trained as a barrister, so. Over here across the pond for the first time. You know, pretty standard.
I'm sorry, you're from the UK and this is your first time in America?
That's correct. Well, what should I see?
You've already lost the accent, and thank you for that.
You go, governor?
Well,
there it is.
There it is. There it is.
Thank you for reminding us and keeping it real.
Look.
Zach, what is it?
We are a brand.
We
are a national brand.
People know us.
We have followers.
Jack.
We have influence.
Tina, let's share the numbers so the boys get a better understanding.
Thank you.
Okay.
Here we go.
Let's share the numbers on your Instagram.
Right. Yes.
You are following 17,000 people, and you have 3 followers.
Yes.
Okay, but important followers nonetheless.
No, yes. Those appear to be Zach's personal account, Jack's personal
account. And Barack Obama.
Nope, that is incorrect. Here it says Zach and Jack account, and it looks like you had to rename your other account. So this seems like an account you got logged out of at some point.
I forgot the password.
Yeah. Thank you, Tina.
Mm-hmm.
So just want to get you John Hancock on the old paperweight.
I don't think we're going to sign anything. You know what? There's one thing you can do in this industry. You can say no.
Mm. Well, Jack and Zach, it's good to see you back at the restaurant. I thought you were following your dreams.
We like the Outback Steakhouse.
You really like working here, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was all that about fuck you when you walked out of the last day of the job? Hmm? Was that you, Zach, or was that you, Jack?
I think it was Jack.
Zach.
That's what I thought. Well, we just happened to have some busboy openings now. Ah, you could also bus a table, and that order there goes to table 7.
Table 7.
Your nose is bleeding.
Yeah, it's because I've been waiting a long time for this.
Are you on coke?
Oh, yeah. That's it gets me through the shifts. That's part of the restaurant biz.
Excuse me. I ordered the sharp nachos and a bull penis, and nobody has delivered it to my table.
Oh, don't worry. The penises are coming right now. What? Jack. Zach.
Okay, we'll do that. And I just want to say, even though we said fuck you on the way out, you gave us our jobs back, we're thankful.
I am. But you got a problem, man. You got a coke problem,
no,
man.
No, I keep this place busy. I keep this place moving. I'm a boss.
This is the only 24-hour Outback Steakhouse in the country.
It's slow at night, but the days are fast.
And I see that you've highlighted some of the menu items from the popular TV shows. That's very interesting because, you know.
We worked on.
I don't ever want you to mention your TV history again. You are busboys. Hang your heads low.
Okay.
Good. I like you defeated. It's like a rare steak.
Hey, Outback Steakhouse. I'm Zach.
I'm Jack.
And we are not too proud to work hard.
Okay, boys, I'm going to ask you to take it again because it sounded really sad. And Outback's about an upbeat feeling, and any podcast associated with the brand has to have that feeling. It's got to be carefree. It's got to be delicious. Let's go again.
And we're rolling, and take two.
Hey, world.
No.
I'm saying, hey, America.
Can I start it one time, Zach, huh? Can I start a fucking podcast?
I think that's a really fun idea. Let's...
Here we go.
Kangaroos, everybody.
Kangaroos.
I think it's a fun idea for Jack to start one. Zach, yeah. You've been doing it a lot and it's never gone well. So let's give the microphone to Jack.
And we're roly poly and take 3.
Hi, I'm... Oh, fuck!
Wallabaloo, wingo dingo. We're going to take it again.
All right, let's do it again. Here we go. Ready?
Didgeridoo and take 4.
Hi, I'm Jack.
And I'm Zach.
And we're here at Outback Steakhouse to give you the best deals and the best information about what's going on.
No, you can't give deals. You're not authorized to give deals. The coupon writers give the deals.
Okay.
Sorry, we're going
to... If someone could write out what we're supposed to say instead of every fucking time we come into these podcast things, we got to make up the information.
No,
and apparently, everything we make up is wrong.
It's fucked up.
If somebody could fucking tell us what to say.
If we could take it down to a gum tree here, I think we can get back to the basics.
Time in Kangaroo Diamond Sport and take 4.
Hi, I'm Jack.
And I'm Zach.
No.
Welcome to Outback Steakhouse.
Really boomerang.
Do you
scary.
Want a blooming onion? Looks like your ass is flailing out.
You want a big penis on your plate?
Come on Jack, get in my office right now.
We're just playing in the meat locker.
There's cocaine all over this desk.
I just was listening to random podcasts and came across you two.
Thank you.
No.
That means a lot to us. Did you rate and subscribe?
Yeah, please review.
I boot it, and I do not like it. I don't approve it.
You boot it when you were listening to it?
Yes, I did. I was in my car. And I'll tell you what, we don't want you representing the Outback Steakhouse talking about blooming onions blazing out an ass. This is a family restaurant. You're giving it a bad name.
All right, fine. Fine, we won't mention Outback Steakhouse, but you can't keep us from producing and making pirate podcast radio.
Yeah. Oh, no?
No. Excuse me, I ordered some koala poppers, and I'm still waiting on those.
Okay. Jack, Zach, no podcast, just the order. Do not have a podcast out there with him.
Fuck.
Man.
It's coming soon, sir.
Thank you.
Hey, Jack, I don't think we're going to make it.
What do you mean? You're dying?
No. Maybe we're not good at this thing, man.
What are you talking about? Look how many podcasts we've been on. Look how many companies we worked for. What are you talking about? We're not good enough. They're not good enough.
We've never had a script, Zach. And everything that we've said has just been wrong because the system didn't want to hear it, but the people did. How do we get on, like, the big networks? Like, no, we're never going to get on
that. I want to get on, like, the How Stuff Works network. You know what I mean? Get iHeartRadio, Spotify.
It's not going to fly.
I'm sorry, but you guys, you can't talk about iHeartRadio or Spotify, okay?
Okay. What can we talk about?
What can we talk about?
I mean, just don't...
Excuse me, miss. What are you doing at the Outback Steakhouse? Are you producing one of these hogwash podcasts?
Why is your nose gushing?
It's I pick my nose, okay? I pick my nose. I'm a grown adult. I can do what I want. You are encouraging these fools.
Wait a second. Did you fake a Coke habit because you pick your nose?
Jack, I'm not telling anyone about my personal habits I keep in my back office.
So you, but you publicly.
Seems like you just admitted.
Publicly, I pick my nose. Do you go to jail for picking your nose? No. You go to jail for doing cocaine. I don't do cocaine. I pick my nose. Jack.
Oh, so wait.
But you do really do cocaine.
Yeah, what are you admitting to?
I don't do cocaine.
Okay.
And they don't do podcasts.
It seems like you really do pick your nose because of your finger blood.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you got to pick the cocaine out there.
Ladies and gentlemen, if anybody's out there, this is Zach and Jack. We're coming to you from a dumpster, our own dumpster, where nobody can...
This ain't your dumpster.
Nobody owns this dumpster. This is public property.
And we already do a fucking podcast here.
What's your podcast?
Stuff coming out of my butt.
I'm on it.
Wait, that's you too?
Out of his butt.
Yeah.
Hey, have you guys heard of this new podcast called Stuff Coming Out of Your Butt?
Of course I have, sick, dude.
What does it sound like? Play one for me.
All right, here, listen.
That looks weird. What is that?
I don't know. It just came out of my butt.
It smells like butt stuff.
It should, because it came out of there.
Okay, let's see what else we got in there.
Is that incredible or what?
So, play another one for me.
All right. This is their Christmas special. It's kind of controversial.
Right on.
Check it out.
Whoa, that looks like a little baby Jesus.
Yeah, put it in your stocking.
Okay, I call my stocking my distended butthole. What if I put stuff in my butt? Why do you take stuff out of your butt?
Merry Christmas, baby.
And
Christmas.
Dude, that's where the new other podcast, Stuff In...
Put Mr. In Brimble, Mr. Brimble.
Yes.
Have you heard the new podcast?
Which one?
Stuff Coming Out of My Butt, Stuff You Put Inside Your Butt.
Keep talking.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's all over the place. It's the only radio show that's pumping a signal out of a trash can. Can you believe that?
Okay, how many episodes have they done so far? What kind
hundreds,
of a library are we talking
hundreds
about?
Hundreds of episodes. Mm-hmm. Their catalog goes...
Can you get me a meeting with them?
Well, they're not going to leave the dumpster, so we got to go to them.
All right, let's do that.
Okay.
Get out of my dumpster!
Well, thanks for seeing us today.
It's not your dumpster.
It isn't... Yeah, it is our
dumpster.
All right, fine.
Well, this is a refined rapport, quite frankly, that we'd like to have on the network.
What is the network?
Well, you with Google?
Sure.
We already told those motherfuckers no.
I can't disagree with you. But that sort of repartee between the chemistry, if we will, between the two of you, is what we're looking for.
It's not about us. It's about what's coming out of his butt and what I'm putting in my butt.
That's exactly right.
We're not trying to entertain anyone.
Right.
We just want to document the stuff coming out of my butt.
We're auxiliary to the butt action that's happening.
It's an auxiliary podcast. You know what those are?
I do. I just had one question, if I could, real quick. The license plate episode, because I don't remember, and I wish I could. But did the license plate come out of your butt, or did it go up into yours?
After it comes out of him's butt, uh-huh. I put it in mine's butt.
How many more times we got to run that by you?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Carnegie Hall.
And for our final scene of the day, I'm a big fan of the Western motion pictures. One of my favorite scenes in every Western motion picture is when we go inside the saloon and see the multitude of characters. They've all come to this town from parts unknown and gather here to tell their stories and or just meet like-minded folks. And occasionally, one of them is not what she or he appears to be.
Yeah, well, I've been rustling cattle around here since about March, making sure they're all fed and all that. And then once all that's done, I feel like I'm going to yonder on down to the other side of the ranch and maybe get something on the inside. But it's all good now. And, well, if I can be honest with it, I, I, I really did enjoy it when it first happened, but I'm not one to speak on it, but, you know,
Can I help you?
Oh, yeah.
Pal, you've been talking to yourself for a while there.
Yeah. It happens sometimes. Can I get a whiskey?
Well, that's all we have here is whiskey, so.
I'll do one of those.
Oh, sure. You want the whole bottle, or?
That bottle's fine. You got a pretty bank across the street.
Well, it's the prettiest bank in three states is what they say.
Oh, ain't that something.
I wonder which three states it is. I've always been wondering which three states it was, but nobody will tell me. Not even the bankers, not even the guy that wrote that listicle.
Well, what's your name, darling?
Danka.
Danka. Well, you're just the prettiest thing I've seen in any state.
Thank you.
Where can a fella get a good meal in these here parts?
Well, they only have whiskey here, isn't that right? But I guess at a restaurant, y'all could probably get a good meal.
That sounds good.
Well, there's a restaurant one town over, sir, but right here we only serve whiskey.
Uh-huh. And so how do you nourish yourselves?
Well, you know, Ma makes a pretty good pot of beans.
Where's that?
Well, I'm referring to my own mother.
Right. Where's she now?
Well, she's about 5 miles yonder out of town.
I see. So you commute?
I do commute. I take my mule in every day.
Oh, I reckon, stranger, if you want some nourishment, I got a pocket full of beef jerky. Would you like a piece of beef jerky?
I would, in fact.
Here you go.
I wouldn't eat that beef jerky.
Oh, it's fine. Don't listen to
Tim Taw's pocket jerky is notorious around these parts.
So you're the one they call Tim Taw.
You can call me Tim.
Well.
Yeah, we say don't eat that pocket jerky. It's the worst tasting jerky in four states.
Now focus up, Dawson, okay? When we get in there, we got to sell these tonics the way we sell tonics.
Understood. Understood.
Now remember, you're playing the fool, okay?
Okay. But in real life, I ain't no fool, right?
That's correct. That's okay. Good. Okay. Here we go. Remember,
and that's
guns.
Why the beef jerky is just tough. I say, hello. Oh. Hello, this quaint western town. How do you do?
Well, hello, sir.
Fine.
Come on in. Make yourself comfortable.
I will. Oh.
You look sick. Do you need a piece of beef jerky?
Don't eat Tim Taw's beef jerky, stranger.
Don't eat Tim Taw's beef jerky.
Well, I'm afraid what I have, nothing can cure. I'm very, very sick.
Well, what ails you, sir?
Then get out.
I don't know. I'm coughing and aching all over.
Ah, dear. An ailment that we all feel at times, yes?
I don't feel like that.
Well, I just might have something that might cure you, stranger.
Oh, I doubt it.
Oh, please, try this. Johnson's Elixir, only $3.99. Try this.
Wait y'all a second. Came in together.
Which
Hold
one of
hands.
You is playing the dummy?
What?
I think that one's playing the
well,
dummy.
Well, you're snake oil salesman, aren't you?
No, sir, not at all.
I'm just very sick.
Ixnay, exit.
Oh, no, you're not going nowhere. You guys aren't going nowhere.
We want to hear your pitch.
Let's hear it.
And then we want to see you dance.
All right. Well,
first
I don't know.
The pitch.
Well,
I'm feeling better, actually. Should we just leave?
Yes, we should.
Well, let's. Good day.
No, okay. You're not going anywhere.
Oh, okay, that's a revolver.
Have a seat.
Okay, yes.
Now
you can
then.
Have two seats. Y'all don't have to share a seat.
I don't mind y'all taking this spot.
Shirley. Remove these gentlemen's hats, please.
Oh, please don't. That's
please. Okay, that's fake hair.
I'm bald.
We all know that we both have fake hair.
I'm both bald. That's
no
fine.
Shame in being bald.
No, there's not. None there's
certainly no crime or disrespect.
I don't suppose there's something in that fancy bag that could cure baldness.
As a matter of fact, there is. I just haven't had the time to take it. Let's find the tonic. Here it is, hair tonic. Hair stimulant growth, huh? Yes, so who would like to put this on the pubes?
Tim Taw? Huh?
I mean, I reckon I have enough pubes.
let's see the bush, son.
I don't think it's appropriate for me to pull out my bush here.
Well, everyone says Tim Taw is the hairiest pubes in five,
all right, fair
five
enough.
States.
Okay, I'll bring it down. There, now you see it.
That's a merkin.
That's
you can yank on it, I swear to God. That whole thing's real. Why, Tim Taw's big old bush is the biggest bush
keep your
around
hands,
here.
Keep your hands off. Keep your fingers off.
Is that a fork?
Get your hands away from it. Get your hands away from it.
Notice how he's wincing in pain. Somebody wearing a merkin, but it wouldn't be wincing like that.
Well,
good point.
Now you fine folks, we might not have a tonic that cures everything, but we do have something that will cure.
Yeah, that's his dance time. Let's
see
a number.
Well, cure your self-doubt.
He actually seems more like a dummy when he's not in character.
That's offensive. And that hurts my feelings.
Self-doubt, you say?
That's right.
What are you talking about?
Well, You ever feel less than, or maybe
less
not,
than what?
Than who you could be. Who God would want you to be.
I'm exactly who I seem to be.
I am too. And the bank across the street, well, that's the best bank, best looking bank, at least, around for three states.
What does that do for you?
It's nice to be associated with something like that, I guess.
Association. I'll say something. Sometimes I feel self-doubt.
And sometimes...
No way.
Yeah, when I'm with the cows, I...
You seem so confident when you're talking to yourself.
What are you doubting?
Oh, I just doubt my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I think maybe that, I'm not as smart as man, but I could have been a help in other ways.
Sir, that is what I like to call a limiting belief. I didn't give you my name. My name is
Limiting belief?
Limiting?
Clementine?
We don't do limiting. He's just whiskey
just
here.
Just whiskey.
No, that's fine. That's fine. We're not limiting. No limiting. That's, no, fine.
Okay,
that's fine.
Okay,
that's fine.
Okay,
that's fine.
Okay.
Why don't you just suggest people pull their heads out of their ass?
Yeah, why don't you?
Well, I mean, in a sense, we are.
It's quite difficult. Can I have my hat and hair back, please? I just feel more comfortable.
Okay,
fine, fine.
Your hair looks like Tim Tall's bush.
All right.
It looks just like his bush.
Is that a fork in there?
Yes, I keep forks.
We mean no harm.
No harm.
We just came here to help.
Help.
And if you don't need our help, then I guess we'll
be gone.
Let's see that dance first, and we'll decide who gets to go. Sankin?
Play a little piano.
Well, I'm a little rusty, but here we go.
Can I request chill hop?
Chill hop, okay.
All right. A little this.
And
a little this. A little that. And
it ain't horrible.
No, I liked it, actually.
Honestly, it's some of the best entertainment I've seen at this bar.
How would you fellas like to work here?
No, thank you.
I'm fine, thank you. Hold on a second. This is a steady job.
Actual income.
Hmm. Do you have benefits?
It pays $5 a month.
$5 a month? That's nothing.
That's
nearly a fortune.
It's 1862, boys. $5 a month.
Oh, my God. I think these guys are time travelers.
What do you mean, time travelers?
Well, from the look of the way money is, it's inflating to be worth more and more. They think $5 isn't worth anything.
But $5 is a lot because of the amount it is.
Exactly. They must be from the future, and that's where they get their tonics.
You boys from the future?
Which one?
Which one what?
Future.
Which future timeline are you from?
Where'd you come from?
Okay, indeed we are.
Yes.
We are time travelers. Yes. And we have tonics for you. And if you don't want them, if you don't want future technologies...
Oh, of course I want it. Please.
Well, it's $3.99.
What God, year did like you come from?
A year. It's a number that would make your head explode.
Extreme. What's your favorite number?
Zach and Jack, I just need you to get in the time machine.
Yeah.
Okay?
Fine.
Look, we're going to do anything to
be
relevant.
We're not sure where we're sending you to.
Please, I'm just so happy to be part of this. Happy to be part of SpaceX.
Are you guys bald? When did you bald?
In a dumpster.
We can't look at bald people on a podcast.
We're
going to need to glue some hair on there.
Look at people
on
let's
get some.
I can see things on podcasts.
Let's get some head merkins on
there. Okay. Ow, is that a fork?
Slap the glue on.
Ow, this can't be how you hold it in.
Jack. Maybe this is our last shot, man.
Zach, if it is, let's make it shoot.
Let's make it shoot. That's what you always say.
We're
going right.
to send you back to 1862, fellas. So
okay.
Strap on.
Hey,
I'm Zach.
Well put.
He's Jack.
I'm Jack.
So, yeah.
I'm Jack.
Anything you'd like us to tell your families before you go?
Tell them to fuck off.
We made it.
A damn way.
Right.
Tell them to go suck ass.
Got it, Jack. Thank you.
I finally made it.
Well, good, Zach.
Yeah.
Uplifting.
Okay.
If only you had brought that to earlier podcast, that positivity, we might not be where we are right now.
Can I come?
Absolutely.
That'd be fun for me.
Yeah. God.
Okay, we're rolling. There's only one take on this, and...
I don't like this!
I'm Jack.
I'm Zach.
I'm Smash.
And we're here in the past, 1862.
We're all a little under the weather. Time travel does a number on your system.
I'm gonna put this barf in my butt. I gotta put this barf in my butt.
We're gonna figure out a way to survive 1862 and podcast it.
All right, I think we have a plan. We're gonna walk into the nearest town.
We're gonna sell them this piss water.
And then get the fuck back.
I'm gonna stay in here. I'm missing my tachy. Tassie's the guy that we pulled stuff out of his butt. I miss Tassie. I should have never gotten the machine without Tassie.
All right, but don't leave us.
I won't. I'll stay in the machine.
He left. She. What, that thing left us.
Oh my God, we're stuck here, man.
Hey, was this worth it?
This is our ticket, man. Okay. Do you want to be working? Do you want to be working at Outback Steakhouse the rest of your life?
Huh? I remember the day I packed my bags, left Detroit, and headed straight to Los Angeles, man. No. I had a plan in mind. I was going to be a comedy writer.
Oh, fuck. We're so fucked, man. Okay. We're so fucked. I'm going
to
kill
you. Buenos nachos, boys. What brings y'all to town?
Hey, we're here to...
Selling you things you need.
There's a whiskey joint down the street that I'll be at yesterday if you want to come to yesterday.
Okay. What the fuck was that? What the fuck was that?
Well, hey there, strangers. Come on in. You just threw up all over my bar.
I'm sorry.
You're right there, little one.
Had the strangest feeling I met you two before.
I don't know you.
Not us. We're just two people.
Where are you from?
Just time traveling through time.
Santa Monica.
Santa Monica.
Never heard of that.
Can I offer you some whiskey or a Bloomin' Onion?
What?
Poker game, if you'd like.
Oh, my God.
Start one of those in a couple minutes.
The streams are colliding. They're
Anybody want some jerky? He pulls it out of his butt.
What is happening?
Oh, no. Us being here is affecting time.
All of these dishes have been featured on Up High Cookers.
What?
We're starting a podcast.
That guy's nose is bleeding.
It's from all the beef jerky.
What?
I call it beefed jerky.
Hey, let's braid our bushes together.
Ew.
Help yourself to some food from this Jimmy Buffet.
What? Oh, my God.
Jack, welcome back. And if you could just tell us about your journey to 1862, it says here in my notes. What the hell was that about?
Kill us.
Come in.
Put us.
What's
out
that?
Of our
come in.
We don't feel
is this
good.
Part of the bit?
I've been to hell and back.
Okay.
I've been through hell and back with Jack. I'm Zach.
All right.
I'm Jack, and you're a giant blooming onion.
Right. Okay, folks, we're going to be right back with Zach and Jack on Pete Paul's podcast. Right after this word from...
Chai latte for Pete Paul?
Pop, yep.
Okay. Yeah, guys, you can't record in here, all right?
Please kill us.
Am I going to get to do my ad?
Yeah, please. Go ahead.
Candy. You said I got one word.
Yep. That was it? Candy? Oh, okay. Zach, Jack, we're going to be live again here from the restroom at the coffee and tea.
This was worth it.
So when we come back, it'll be just a little bit more energy. Just a scope.
Jack, look at me.
Huh?
We got one more in us. One more episode, buddy.
Okay. We're back in Zach and Jack, and they've traveled back in time. Tell us about some of your journeys.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Zach.
I'm Zach.
And boy, do we have some tales to tell. We went back in time and tasted some of the craziest cuisine you've ever heard of.
Like?
Something on Top Chef. Something on the big stage of diners, drive-ins, and dives. You wouldn't believe.
Hey, y'all know the bathroom code?
Yes, 00269443.
Got it.
Repeat it to us.
0026943. I gotta pull something out of my ass.
Wait for me.
You get in here too, baby.
Oh, yeah. We're back.
Welcome back to Meta Time. We just fold in on ourselves until we get there. Oh, that's another episode of Alchemy This, ladies and Jews. Let's thank our alchemists, no particular order. James Heaney, thank you so much. What have you got for us?
I'd love people to check out...
How about we just leave it at I love people.
Thank you. All
right. No, sorry, you were saying?
Well, the real James Heaney on YouTube.
Sure, why not?
I don't see any reason why not.
Vinish?
Hi.
What new exciting shows are coming up at the Dynasty Typewriter?
What a year you have for us. We have a great year. I can't tell you a lot of things right now, but I can say
go to the website
or Dynasty Typewriter Instagram, which is Dynasty Typewriter. We're going to be announcing three big residences really soon.
Oh, yes. Some of the best shows in 2018, so I can't wait to see what happens in the 19th.
Woo!
Speaking of I Can't Wait, Joey Greer.
Listen up. We got Bear Supply at every second and fourth Wednesday.
Tonight, if they can make.
Tonight. I don't know if they will.
We don't know what night it's going to be that people listen to this.
It comes out on a Thursday. This comes out.
But I know we got a show tonight.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And then we're going to be...
Where do we find out about more shows at Bear Supply?
WestsideComedyTheater.com or any of our Instagrams, James Rise, which is... was it the real James Heaney?
Yeah.
And then I'm at Jebby Grieber.
That was so generous of you, Joey. Really was. You gave him a lot of your time.
Oh, well.
Well, it's serving their same product.
It's serving me. So. And then we're going to be at Sketchfest.
In San Francisco.
The January 19th and 20th. We're going to do two shows.
Yep.
Way to bring that home.
You mean the past?
Yep.
How'd that go, by the way? Those shows go well?
It's so good. We actually got asked back.
Oh.
And we declined.
Right.
Because, because we want to sweat it out. Yeah. We want to stretch it.
Sure.
Yeah.
No better way than to say no.
Exactly.
Kakao?
At Kakowski on Twitter, CACKOWSKI, or at Craigslist PCAST to follow the Craigslist podcast in which I make my wife watch my 100 favorite movies. And
what was number 37?
Number 37, that sounds like Henry V, maybe?
Oh. That's correct. Brana. That's what
Thank
I have.
You. You've got the list. Great. Mm-hmm.
Christopher?
Yep.
Alvarado?
Yeah.
What do you got?
At Chris Alvarado. And just, you know, I was thinking, if people are listening in the LA area, maybe they're thinking about taking an improv class or taking an improv class before. A lot of us here at this table teach at the Westside Comedy Theater. We all perform there. There are more shows than Bear Supply, believe it or not. I mean, there's one called Pretty Pretty Pony I love.
Yeah.
Payday. But it's not a
Orange
big deal.
Tuxedo.
Orange Tuxedo. But mainly, I guess it's mainly Bear Supply. But really.
Mainly Joey, you know. Joey and this guy.
Yeah.
Did you forget my name?
I was just saying.
I wanted to do one of the mean names Kevin's given you, but I couldn't afford it.
The Westside has tons of classes, and a lot of us here teach.
That's very helpful, actually, because people do want to figure out how to bust into the insanity.
Yeah.
And so check out
WestsideComedy.com.
Okay, well done. Let's thank Doug Boehm in the booth.
Thank you, Doug.
Man, Raphael. On sound and music. And thank you, of course, to our producer, Sophie Lichterman. Bless you, Sophie.
She's looking at us. Hi, Sophie.
Aw, she's just the sweetest thing ever and the most talented and clearly overqualified and underpaid. So let's work on that.
Yep.
Yes.
Tell everyone you've ever met to give us a listen, subscribe, and to write a damn review for AlchemyThis.com and write to us, won't you, so we can use some of your scene suggestions. Your name here at AlchemyThis.com. That's your name here at AlchemyThis.com. And thanks to all the fine folks at iHeartRadio for the auspices of this show. Until next time, anybody?
Everybody.
Everybody. Alchemy This.